Greetings, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. It's time for some good stuff. We're really happy you're here because we know what good stuff can do for your day. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? Well, what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every Saturday. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. What do you have, Mike?
Well, after Tri-State Livestock News, I probably should tell you some things on my list of you might be a rancher if...
Oh, there. Fits perfect.
Just a couple of those. Your family instantly becomes silent when the weather comes on the news.
Yeah.
You might be a rancher if you pick up all the free stuff at the state fair.
Yo, yippers.
And you might be a rancher if you'll skip your own cousin's funeral for the first day of hunting season, and you know that he would approve and would do the same for you.
Oh, that's too funny.
So, we had our daylight savings time this past weekend, and now we're bearing things down on St. Patrick's Day coming up this weekend, right?
That's right. Can you believe it?
Now, already.
We just pound through the months. I just can't believe how fast it goes. Anyway. It just goes too fast. I've got something I'm going to close, actually, with an Irish blessing. But before I get there, we're getting kind of at the season where we're seeing some golfers out there.
Yeah, there's been some days where people have been on the links.
Yep. Here, I wanted to share some Civil War golf rules. These were temporary rules that were put into play in 1940.
In 1940, okay.
Yes, at the Richmond Golf Course. Players are asked to collect bomb and shrapnel splinters to save those causing damage to the mowing machines.
Oh, there you go.
In competitions during gunfire or while bombs are falling, players may take cover without penalty for ceasing play.
I get this now. This is from Richmond, Virginia, and the Civil War, the rich history there. I'm following.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that. I thought I gave enough information there. Sorry. Okay, the positions of known delayed action bombs are marked by red flags at a reasonably but not guaranteed safe distance therefrom.
Okay, good one. Good point.
Shrapnel and or bomb splinters on the fairways or in bunkers within a club's length of the ball may be moved without penalty, and no penalty shall be incurred if a ball is thereby caused to move accidentally.
That's a good idea.
Yep. And a ball moved by enemy action may be replaced, or if lost or destroyed, a ball may be dropped not near the hole without penalty.
You can't disrupt a good golf game.
That's right. I guess not. This is pretty serious. A ball lying in a crater may be lifted and dropped not near the hole. I like the way they say that. Preserving the line to the hole without penalty. And a player whose stroke is affected by the simultaneous explosion of a bomb may play another ball from the same place. Penalty, one stroke.
All right. Richmond Country Club Civil War golf rules. Okay.
Yep. Okay, then you want some truth about life?
Sure.
Are you ready?
I can handle it.
You can handle it? Okay. Stuff that's on sale usually has an annoying downside.
Usually there is. There's a reason it's on sale.
That's right. Words are immensely powerful. One cruel remark can wound someone for life.
You know, it really is true. You got to be careful. What's the saying? The tongue is sharper than the sword?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It can last forever. It's easy to make someone's day just by being uncommonly pleasant to them. Most of what children learn from their parents isn't taught on purpose. Those are the ones you got to be careful for.
But have parents. You ever noticed that if somebody's kind of looks like they're having a grumpy day and you smile and you talk to them and tell them a little joke or something, that maybe that helps their day out.
Yep. Maybe it just helps them to look a little bit more positive or whatever the case may be. Okay, we're getting close to St. Patrick's Day. Let's wrap it up with may there always be work for your hands to do. May your purse always hold a coin or two. May the sun always shine upon your window pane. May a rainbow be certain to follow each rain. May the hand of a friend always be near to you. And may God fill your heart with gladness to cheer you. Author unknown, there we go, wrapping it up with an Irish blessing. Okay, so we don't know who wrote it, but this did come from Chicken Soup for the Soul cookbook.
This coming Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. If you have something to share about the Irish or St. Patrick's Day that you think is kind of humorous, I'll bet some other people out there would like to hear it too. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.